So good morning, everyone. Good morning. What we're going to deal with this morning is the question of when does davening end, because this is a very critical issue for many people. Many people, first and foremost, they have to leave davening early, whatever early means. Number two is it's critical for people that are very uncomfortable davening outside or wherever we're davening during this pandemic. And therefore, I thought it was important that we deal with it, because there's a lot involved in this very, very minute, maybe even benign question, but it is a question in halacha, and I think it's important that we deal with it. So if you look on the screen, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch says, Asur la'adam latzeit min beit ha'kneset kodem kedusha desidra. A person's not allowed to leave shul before Uva Letzion is over. Explains the Ramah. Omrim acher siyum atfiyah alinu l'shabeach me'umad. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that indeed that's our custom, to say Aleinu after all the davening. So the question is as follows. When can you leave shul? Can you leave shul after Uva Letzion or not? Everyone agrees that before Uva Letzion, no. But the question is, what about after Uva Letzion? When is it appropriate to say, Atkan, I'm leaving shul? Very nice that you added a lot of kaddishes, and there's going to be a little halacha after davening, and there's going to be announcements. That's all very nice, but I have to get to work, or I have to get home to drink my whiskey, or I have to get back to bed. Whatever your excuse might be amongst the many excuses, when, Arthur, can you go home? When? So everybody agrees before Uva Letzion? No. The question is, from there and on. And in many shuls, this could be a few good minutes. Let's be honest. If we take, for example, the davening in Elul, we're talking about Aleinu, Shir Shel Yom, Entelokeinu, Led David, Shofar Blowing. That's a good 10 minutes sometimes. Depends how slow they say Kaddish. And therefore, this could be a very critical question. So let's begin.
Why the rush?
Say again?
Why rush?
So I have to be honest with you. Every time I hear, why rush? Who's in a hurry? It's very nice to say. I would say that maybe it's the religious frum thing to say. But I'm going to tell you honestly. First of all, there are people that need to rush. There are very good, legitimate reasons why they have to get home, whatever it might be, from walking their dog to relieving their wife that are watching the kids, to take their kids to school, to go to work. There are legitimate excuses. Number two, I'm not so sure that staying in shul longer than necessary is a good idea. Chachamim were very machmir about tircha ditzibura, not to mention the fact that I'm not so sure that every moment that you stay in shul is a good thing. Because when people are in shul and are bored, they do things that are maybe inappropriate to do in shul. They start, you may have seen this, Arthur, I've seen it, maybe you've never seen it, but I've seen people looking at their phones at the end of davening. I've seen people that go ahead and start talking, reading the newspaper. You know, no rush. But the question is, if no rush, are you davening or are you wasting time? So therefore, I think it is a critical question, despite the frum thing, who's in the rush? We could say that on Shabbos especially. Honestly, I'm not so sure every minute you stay in shul is always a good thing. People can do very funny things in shul. Okay, to give you an illustration of what I mean, I've given shiurim, and I will continue to argue that too many kaddishes of the mourners during davening is not a good thing. So I was once in shul. In the olden days when we used to go to shul, remember that, Bruce? The olden days, there was dinosaurs on earth. We used to go into a synagogue. So in any case, I was in such a synagogue. And it's the end of davening on Shabbos, long davening. And there's Enkel Okeinu, Kaddish Derabanan. And then there's Aleinu, Kaddish Yotam. And then there's Anim Zmirot from a squeaky kid that has a terrible voice. But everyone says, oh, he's so beautiful. And then another Kaddish. And right before that other Kaddish, the Gabbai, who was getting tense, started to say, Shabbat Shalom, here are the announcements. And they say, shush, 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 shush. Another Kaddish. So another Kaddish happens. And after that Kaddish, this wonderful Gabbai has to save himself. He gets up and says, anyone else want to say Kaddish? And that statement offended all the people saying Kaddish. Offended them greatly. So you could say, when you're in shul too long, you can say stupid things and do damage. So therefore, not being in a rush, I appreciate, but I have to also take into consideration, well, what are the price you pay when you're not in a rush? So let's begin. The answer to this question will be Aleinu. We say Aleinu after Shachris, Mus, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So the question is, what's Aleinu? Rav Soloveitchik, as quoted by Rabbi Shurkin in Harare Kedem, asks the following question. Is it a din b'gmara tefillah? Olam Rabbi Shashi Yotzei Mibeit HaKnesset. Is Aleinu the end of davening? Or is it a prayer you say as you exit shul? Let's see the levush in the purple. Ketam gemu bracha d'achronot shebatfilah, shehu ke'ebet shekibel pras merabo, shemishtachabe v'holech lo, shegam zeh ken nireh tama b'ma shomrim, alinu l'shebech acharko ha'tfilah, kedeh yashabcho yitbarach, v'lichro lefanav yitbarach yishalmim v'anachmu korim, v'achar kach latzeit mibet ha'kneset, shehu kemo ebet shenotel reshut merabo, shemishtachabe v'holech lo. Does everybody remember Parshat Ki Tavo? We read it on Parshat Ki Tavo. It says that you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and you say, Arami Obey Davi, and finally, V'hishtachavita lifnei Hashem Elokecha, and you bow before God and you leave. So says the Levush, in our small shuls, praying before God in our small temples, we do exactly the same thing. Right before we leave shul, we bow to the Holy One, blessed be He, and we leave shul. That's why you say Aleinu. According to this idea, is Aleinu the end of davening, or is Aleinu the beginning of life outside of shul? Don't all talk at once. End of davening or beginning of life outside of shul? Think of Avdallah. Is Avdallah the end of Shabbos or the beginning of the week?
End of Shabbos.
End of Shabbos. So now take Aleinu. Is Aleinu the end of davening, or davening already ended? We're now the beginning of life outside of shul.
The end of davening.
So says the Levush, it's the end of davening. What's your proof, Bruce?
I don't have a proof, but similar to what we just said of Avdallah.
We just said that the Levush says you bow before you leave God. So you're about to leave davening. You're about to stop talking to God in prayer. You bow. So it's the end of davening. The Meiri, very similar but different reason, says it is the end of davening. It's Gmar HaTfilo. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri, one of the Rishonim from Provence, says, L'sh'ot ma'at yoter ma'at achar HaTfila, shelo yeket porek masoy mi'ala v'holechlo. Says the Meiri, you're supposed to come to davening an hour before and an hour later. That's the way davening should have been. You're supposed to come there an hour before daven and then stay an hour later. The Mishnah Berurah says today no one has time for an hour, so a little time. Says to Meiri, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of staying after davening a bit? By adding Aleinu. Aleinu is the staying after davening a bit. So davening ended in Ashrei Uval Etzion. We said Kaddish Tiskabel, davening over. We're about to end davening. So he says, you stay a little bit, you delay your exit. So it's not the end of davening, it's sort of the post-davening. Says the Bach, differently, says the Bach, Rav Yo Sirkis, this is the generation after the Shulchan Aruch was printed, the father-in-law of the Taz. As everybody knows, the Taz quotes his father-in-law with the words, with all due respect. And everybody knows what happens after you say, with all due respect. Usually you are not going to then talk about respect. Says the Bach, father-in-law of the Taz, Aleinu is the beginning of life outside of shul. Because what do we talk about in Aleinu? We talk about that God is one, and we're not going to look towards idolatry, which is not exactly the scene we see in the shul. The shul is a bubble. But outside of shul, there's a lot of idolatry. There's a lot of things that can unfortunately sway us in a negative direction. And therefore, says the Bach, why do you say Aleinu? Because as you finish davening already, you're about to leave shul, you should have in your mind there's one God, and only one God, and one day everybody will believe in it. Etc. So we have basically two different points of view regarding Aleinu. According to the Levush, it's the last thing we do in davening. It's part of davening. It's the last thing we do. According to the Meiri, it's not necessarily part of davening, but it fulfills the mitzvah of staying a little after davening. So it is connected to davening. But according to the Bach, no, davening's over. And therefore, now we're going to make our first statement of outside of shul. What's the first statement, or what should stay in our minds? That God is one, and we shouldn't be swayed by the influences otherwise outside of shul. So based on this machlokes, I believe that when you ask the question, so when does davening end? I have to get home, or I have to go wherever. According to the Levush, davening ends after Aleinu. Aleinu is part of davening. According to the Bach, Aleinu is not part of davening. Aleinu is the beginning of your exit from shul. So if you want to chop a nafkamina already now, here's my nafkamina. You ready for this, Harold? Harold, you ready?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good to see you, Harold. At least your eyes. See, on Zoom, you can see people's eyes. You can see if they're serious. Harold, do you have to say Aleinu in shul? According to the Levush, it's part of davening.
Thanks.
Yes. According to the Meiri, at least it's the kiyum of staying after davening. Yeah. But according to the Bach, it's nothing to do with davening. It has to do with life outside of shul. So as you're walking out of shul, say Aleinu. Say Aleinu outside. Say Aleinu in the car. Maybe you should stand up. Okay, right before you get into the car. Have you seen this before? Have you seen these two minhagim about Aleinu? How many of you have davened in a synagogue of the Sephardic descent? We in this kollel do not believe in any sort of discrimination. We're against it. We believe in mixed marriages, Sephardim and Ashkenazim. We're in an ingathering of exiles. Arthur's laughing. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. I'm not that serious. Arthur, have you ever davened in a Sephardic temple?
Yeah.
Okay, a Sephardic shul, I should say. But when I say shul to Sephardim, they have no idea what you're talking about. It's a Yiddish word. A Sephardic synagogue and Ashkenazic shul. So in an Ashkenazic shul, you say Aleinu, then you say Kaddish. It's part of davening. The Levush. Or the Meiri. When you daven in a Sephardic synagogue, when do they say Aleinu? As they're walking out. They finish all the Kaddishes, and they like saying Kaddishes, and they finish all the Kaddishes and the Baruchus and everything, and as they're walking out, they say Aleinu. They don't say a Kaddish after Aleinu. Correct? Aleinu is the life outside of shul, nothing to do with davening. So according to this, you understand the Shulchan Aruch that we just said. The Shulchan Aruch says, when does davening end? Kedusha de Sidra, Uvaletzion, finished. Kaddish Tiskabel, bye-bye. Aleinu has to do with life outside of shul. Comes the Raman, says, wait. We say Aleinu after davening as part of davening. And therefore, if it's part of davening, you don't leave shul before Aleinu. Now you understand this machlokas, Raman, Shulchan Aruch, Sephardim, Ashkenazim. But let's see if I'm correct. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's continue and see. Ramifications. When you bring a svara, you have to prove your point. Because if not, you can throw it out at the end of shir. When do you count Sphira in davening? So says Rav Soloveitchik. Well, this is based on our Chakira. Is Aleinu part of davening? Or is it about life after shul? If Aleinu is part of davening, the purple im Aleinu hugmar tvila, givancha Sphira umitzvah b'fnei atzma, Aleinu kodemet l'Sphira, mishum tadir v'sheino tadir. If Aleinu is part of davening in shul, then, says Rav Soloveitchik, you first do all the davening you do every day, tadir v'she'ino tadir, tadir kodem, the more common thing goes first, and then you count Sphira. On the other hand, Aleinu ne'emar al gmar tfilato, v'yetziyato mi'beit ha'knezet, im kein, din olis par kodem. But if Aleinu is part of davening, then, quite frankly, excuse me, if Aleinu is the last thing you do as you leave shul, then first daven and say Sphira, and then say Aleinu. Once again, if Aleinu is part of davening, then it should go first. if Aleinu is not part of davening. Aleinu is what you do when you leave shul, then say sfira first. And these two minhagim happen in our communities. There are some that count sfira after Aleinu, and there are some that count sfira before Aleinu.
Yeah, but sometimes, if you count sfira before Aleinu, sometimes the shuls, it's like almost time for shkiyas. You say Aleinu first, and then you would count sfira just to, you know, give a couple extra minutes there.
That for sure. That's a very good idea. Absolutely. If that's the case. But if you're Ben Hashmashos, then the Tosfot has a very interesting shita on Sfira to Omer. He says that since Sfira is the Rabbanon today, unlike the Rambam, most Rishonim say it's the Rabbanon because we don't have the Korban HaOmer. So he says that Ben Hashmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So therefore you can count Sfira during Ben Hashmashos. And then the Tosfot adds the following. He says, and it's better during Ben Hashmashos. Why? Because you have better Tmimot. You have a full day. So indeed, if you're not at Ben Hashmashos yet, you should wait. But once you're there, this machlokas would come. Again, if Aleinu is part of davening, then Aleinu should be said first because we say it every day. But if Aleinu has nothing to do with davening, it's what you do when you leave shul, then you should count Sfira first. Next. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Everyone ever hear of Shachris, Musaf? Arthur's looking at me like, what is he talking about? What do you mean Shachris, Musaf? I am now in charge amongst many people of a minyan in a parking lot. So my job amongst many is to write the times for Shabbos. And I've always written Friday night, Mincha, Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Ma'ariv. And people say, why do you have to write Mincha, Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Ma'ariv? We know that. My answer is, because that's what we're going to do. I don't like the announcements that are not Meduyak. In the morning, I write Shachris Musaf. Shabbos afternoon, we daven Mincha, really. So it's just Mincha. But have you ever been to a Mincha Ma'ariv? You know, Mincha, then Ma'ariv? You know, there's two kinds of Mincha Ma'ariv. There's the Mincha Ma'ariv with Mincha, and then they daven Ma'ariv. That's a pleasure. 20 minutes. 10 minutes, Mincha, 10 minutes, Ma'ariv, I'm out of there. Then you got the Mincha Ma'ariv that's a little frumer. Epis, they say a little Dvar Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv. I don't know what the Dvar Torah is for, because you're not davening Ma'ariv at Seita Kochavim. That would be a 20-minute wait, maybe an 18-minute wait. They say a Dvar Torah for 5 minutes. I never understood that. If indeed you're waiting till Seita Kochavim, that's a Mincha Ma'ariv that can take forever. So there's two kinds of Mincha Ma'arivs, right? But the Mincha Ma'ariv I'm referring to is the one that you daven Mincha, no break, and then you daven Ma'ariv, like Shachris, and then Musaf. Tell me, do you have to say Aleinu between Shachris and Musaf?
No.
Why?
It's not the end of davening.
Not the end of davening, but it's the end of Shachris. Now, let's see a beautiful story. One second, Harold, before you answer, I want to read the story and then you'll answer. Mevaser. The Shut Kol Mevaser was an Hungarian Posek that got to Israel after the war. Hungarian Posek that became a big Zionist. He is one of those arbiters that say you should say Halal on Yom HaAtzma'ut with a bracha. So in this Kol, we like such Poskim. And he talks about the reeve, the fight. You know, every shul has to have the machlokas. We always count. Is it 2 years before the machlokas? Is 2 years after the machlokas? So here is the machlokas. Asher nitaba bebeit haKnesset dechavura talmudei Torah, depol keilat koleth Charnovitz. So in Charnovitz, there was a big machlokas. Eldot amirat aleinu l'shabeach, achar tefilat shachris shel Shabbos. A big machlokas regarding aleinu after shachris. Purple. Asher anashim achadim metei mispar rotzim la'anin ka'ed bebeit haKnesset haniskar lamala lomar aleinu gam b'shachris shel Shabbos. Hey, you finished davening Shachris, you say aleinu. Aleinu is always said as the last statement in that davening. On the other hand, rov gadol, the majority, no, not surprising. Why more time? Mitnagdim be'omram ki b'chol batei haKnesset should be reinu. Karov the Shmonim can you boo? 80 other shuls, they don't say Aleinu between Shachris and Musaf. New Harold, you understand the machlokas? Big machlokas. Yeah. This was like the big fight. We fight about the davening too slow, too fast. They were fighting about Aleinu. One point of view said, Aleinu is the last statement we do when we daven. Anything. So we finish Shachris, we have to say Aleinu. It's the last davening statement. The other point of view said Elena has nothing to do with davening. Elena has to do with leaving shul. Are you leaving shul between Shachris and Musaf? No one here is going to the Kiddush Club, right? You're not leaving shul. No, if you're going to the Kiddush Club, don't admit it. Arthur, what's the smile, the smirk? A Kiddush Club, terrible. If you're not going to the Kiddush Club, you're not leaving shul between Shachris and Musaf. So, no Elena.
You sure?
Yeah.
We have an Elenu the end of Marav, and then we have another Elenu after Kiddush Levana.
Yep, we'll get to it. Go slow. So anyway, okay. This was the big fight. Let's see what the big fight was about. So if you look on this particular next slide, you'll see that the Shu Torah Lishma, I forgot who that was, but I'll try to remember as we read. He says that the bottom line is that in some shuls, you ever looked at a machzor for Yom Kippur? Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ma'ariv. What's missing? No Aleinu. No Kaddish Yotam after Aleinu, correct? Says the Shu Torah Lishma, big mistake. Min Haktov v'shibush. Says the Shu Torah Lishma, Aleinu is the end of each prayer service, including Bruce Kiddush Levana. So after you finish any prayer service, you should say Aleinu. Say in between Shachris and Musaf, we should say Aleinu. In between Mincha and Ma'ariv, we should say Aleinu. In between Mincha Ne'ilah, we should say Aleinu, because Aleinu is the last thing we do when we daven. We bow before God and we take our leave of that prayer service. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why? What happened there?
Yes.
Why do the Ashkenazim then in Shacharis, I don't know what happened here, have Aleinu before the Yom? It should be like this. This looks far, you say, after the Yom.
That's right. That's going to be a question here. We're going to get to it. So the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this, and that's the common custom. The Mishnah Berurah says that in our shuls, even between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you don't need to say Aleinu. I'm not so sure what our custom is. We don't say Aleinu between Shachris and Musaf, but we say it between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Even if you're davening Mincha Ma'ariv, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're davening Mincha Ma'ariv, Tfilas Ma'ariv Somach LeMincha, Enorim Aleinu, Achek Mar Tfilas Mincha. So what's the assumption of the Mishnah Berurah and the Kol Mevaser? That Aleinu is the prayer you say as you exit the synagogue. So on Yom Kippur, you're not leaving shul. Once upon a time, you didn't leave shul. You stayed in shul all day.
If the Mishnah Berurah says that, how come all the shuls say Aleinu after Mincha?
That's a very good question that I don't have an answer to. Namely, I can understand the point of view that says, always say Aleinu after that prayer service. So after Mincha and after Ma'ariv, I got it. I can understand the point of view that says, don't say it if you're not leaving shul. I never understood the point of view that says, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, yes. Between Shachris and Musaf, no. So again, if Aleinu is the end of the prayer service, after each prayer service, we should say Aleinu. If no, it's the prayer you say as you exit shul, then only when you exit shul. So if you're not exiting shul between Shachris and Musaf, you say Aleinu only after Musaf. If you're not exiting shul between Mincha Ma'ariv, you don't say Aleinu until after Ma'ariv. And that's exactly how the Kol Mevaser explains what we do on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, we don't leave shul. So therefore, we don't leave shul. We're davening all day. We don't say Aleinu. If we left shul, we should say Aleinu. That's basically the two points of view. Is Aleinu the end of davening, or is it the beginning of life outside of shul? Now, I want to thank my dear, dear friend from Montreal, Ami Drazen. I was at Ami's house a year and a half ago, before Rosh Hashanah, and he was looking through his mail, and he got a little bencher from a certain place. It was Vishnitz in this regard. This is before Vishnitz did what it did this year. And he looked at it, he said, do you want it? I said, sure, I'll take it. And I'm looking through it, and I was so happy. I found in it a niggun that my Rebbe, Rav Amital, used to sing, but it's in its original in Yiddish. So, you know, you take the bencher, you're so excited. What do you do with benchers? Minhag Yisrael is you put the benchers in the bencher cabinet, you know, that drawer that overflows with benches from all the simchas you go to. And then once a year, hopefully, you take it out before Pesach to take out the crumbs. And maybe you clean it and you say, I don't need all these benches. So I had such a drawer. And about a year later, I had to take it out because, not because of Pesach, it just wouldn't close. Too many simchas. So I took it out and I started to take out benches. And then I got to this bencher and I started looking through it. And I saw the niggun. Oh, I remember where I got this from Ami Drazen. And as I'm looking through it, I see the following. It was a bencher specifically with vishnitz and nigunim for sukkahs. And in there, they also had the Hoshanos. Why did they print the Hoshanos? Because Hoshanos is a very logistical nightmare. You have to hold a lulav in your left, in your right hand. The esrog in your left hand. And that's the way it should be. There's only one problem. We have to say Hoshanos. We don't know about Pes. We have to also hold a machzer. And that's difficult. So what do they do today? They print these very small little benchers so you can hold the lulav in your right hand, the esrog in your left hand, and somehow the machzer in between. Because if it's a big machzer, you can't finagle that. But if it's small, maybe you can get it through. So I see the Hoshanos. And what's printed after the Hoshanos? Everybody ready?
Aleinu.
Aleinu, take a look. This is the end of the Hoshanos. This is the name of the bencher. Kuntris Poteach Sha'arim L'Chag HaSukkos V'Shmini Atzeret. Thank you, Ami Drazen. Here we go. Shir Shoyom, Aleinu. And then after Shir Shoyom and Aleinu, you have Tichat Aron, Kriyas HaTorah, and Musa. Or here it's for Hoshana Rabbah. You have Shir Shoyom, Aleinu, and then you bang the Hoshanos on the floor and you say the Yehi Ratzon. Aleinu is after every prayer service. It is not when you exit shul, it's the end of that prayer service. So it's after Shacharis, it's after Musaf, it's after Mincha, it's after Maariv. But if you say, no, it's when you exit shul, it should be in your mind, then obviously you don't need to say Aleinu between Shacharis and Musaf. Let's continue here.
So I use the bench the for Mincha and Maariv. I keep it in my pocket, in my wallet, and if I need it, I got it with me.
Very good. So Rav Soloveitchik brings this regarding the Chei Nahagu beBeit HaMedrash of Chassidei Vishnitz, and now you saw it in the original. He obviously saw it once, probably when he was in Warsaw. And he mentions there, they say Aleinu after each prayer service. It's not when you exit shul. It's the end of the prayer service. Let's continue. Shabbos and Yontif. What happens in Shabbos and Yosef? Says the Kol Mevaser that we started with. Bima Shemisayim Abach. What we said, Im ken b'Shabbat lo shayach haitayma, kivan sheino sekas b'masa umatan. According to the point of view that Aleinu is when you exit shul, you're going to go into business, you're going to see idolatry, you're going to see all these terrible things. What's the one day of the week where that wouldn't be relevant? Shabbos, you're not going into business. You're not going into the city. You're not taking the subway into the railroad station where they're selling pornography. You're staying in your bubble. You're staying in your community. So says the Shut Kol Mevaser, there's no reason why you need to then go and say Aleinu. V'cheini re data tor. Shelo yiskir min yana mirat Aleinu rak b'chol achar Shabbos. If Aleinu is not the end of the prayer service, if Aleinu is the beginning of life outside of shul, then on Shabbos, when there is no terrible, negative influences, there's no reason to say Aleinu. But if you say it's the end of the prayer service, you should say Aleinu on Shabbos as well. So we do say Aleinu on Shabbos. So obviously we think it's the end of the prayer service. The problem is, if that would be the case, then how come we don't say Aleinu between Shacharis and Musaf? So as you can see, even when you give a shiur and you try to give two points of view and you're trying to show how everything divides up nicely, you get stuck. Here's where you get stuck. Because if indeed our minhag is that Aleinu is the end of the prayer service, and therefore we say it between Mincha and Maariv, how come we don't say it between Shacharis and Musaf? And if you say no, Aleinu is the prayer you say when you exit the bubble of your community and you go into the big world. You take the railroad, you take the subway into Penn Station. That's when you say Aleinu. Well, if that's the case, why do we say it on Shabbos? So as you can see here, it doesn't exactly divide up like you like, but it tries to divide up. Let's continue just a touch more. Kaddish after Aleinu. This is a halacha that I don't know why is not kept. We keep the Ramah and everything all of a sudden on this note. The Ramah says, V'yesha mishkatav atzad ha-kabbalah, shumal lichlotza cha'amar behem gimu k'tushot v'dalet kadeshim, t'haynu l'achar kaddish yato v'hachanagu ha-medaktikim. Says the Ramah, there is a Kaddish after Aleinu. We call it the mourner's Kaddish. Says the Ramah, that is a mistake. That's a Kaddish that the mourners have the right of refusal to say, but if there are no mourners, then who should say it?
Anybody
that has
Rabbi Tabori, Rav Hashem was very machped about that, you should know.
Oh, Rav Tabori was machped. I'm glad to hear that. So indeed, that's the Ramah Pastins. The Ramah says it explicitly in Simon Kufla Medbet that indeed the Kaddish after Aleinu only is a Kaddish you say even if there's no mourners. And I've always machped to do it as long as it's an Ashkenazic minion and as long as the rabbi doesn't say otherwise. So quite frankly, I'm not sure why this Ramah is not kept. To make a long story short, Rav Soloveitchik explained that that's exactly part of our shiur today. If Aleinu is part of davening, then the Kaddish after Aleinu is also part of davening, and you say it even if there's no mourner. But if Aleinu is not part of davening, it's the first thing you do when you leave shul, then if you have a mourner, you can say Kaddish, but if you don't, there's no reason to say Kaddish. And as you can see, that's exactly probably what it's based on. And just to read the Mishnah Brura to you in the purple, Mikol Mako, Mashmar, Mipri Megadim, Visharish Achronim, Dimekamot Shino Agim Lomar Kaddish Yatom Bechol Yom Achar Aleinu, Tov Shalo Lachlotz Ad Achar Kaddish Yatom. Says the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Prima Gadim, that if indeed Aleinu is part and parcel of davening, and the Kaddish after Aleinu is part of it too, when should you start taking off your tefillin? After the Kaddish, that Kaddish. But if you say no, Aleinu is the prayer you say when you exit shul, like Nusach Spart, it's the last thing you say. And that's the case. You can take off your tefillin already after Ashrei. Uvaletzion, the Mishnah Brura says, Talitzofer, Metzarit, Lomar, Gimel, Kaddishim, Katzi Kaddish, and Kaddish Shalom. Says the Mishnah Brura in this Ramah that he says four Kaddishes. It's not four, it's three. The Katzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu, the Katzi Kaddish after Amida Tachanun, and the full Kaddish after Ashrei Uvaletzion. Then you can take off your tefillin, you can leave shul. But if you say that Aleinu is part and parcel of davening, then you can't take off your tefillin until the Kaddish after Aleinu. So to make a long story short, what we tried to say today is that davening can end in one of two places. Either after the Kaddish Niskabel, with Aleinu being the prayer we say when we exit shul, or no, davening ends after Aleinu because that's the last thing you do when you leave shul. Halachic etiquette, derech eretz before God, is to bow v'anachnu korum v'mishtach avimu moldim, say Kaddish and leave shul. The nafkamina would be, when can you leave shul? When can you take off your tefillin? And I'll add another nafkamina just to be provocative this morning, as if I wasn't provocative enough, Arthur. And that is, if you want to cut davening, you know, davening's too long. So we're going to start giving an idea of how to cut davening. I would say, bevakasha, everyone should say brachos, korbanos, psukei dezimra on their own. And we'll start davening the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says to do. Very nice. Yedavin, Birkos Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema, Shmoneh Esrei, Chazarat Hashatz, Tachanun, Kriyas HaTorah, Ashrei Uvaletzion. Now what? Do you end davening at Kaddish Tiskabel, and then everyone makes up Aleinu, Shir Shel Yom, etc. on their own? Or do you end davening after Aleinu and that Kaddish? If Aleinu's part of davening, you better make include Aleinu. We daven together everything, we have to daven together Aleinu. If on the other hand, Aleinu is when you exit shul, then quite frankly, when you exit shul, you'll say Aleinu, you don't need to say it with the minyan, it has nothing to do with the davening or the prayer service, and you don't need a Kaddish afterwards. So as you could see, this is a very relevant question in many, many different realms. When can you leave shul? When can you take off your tefillin? Do you make davening shorter? At what point? These are the questions that we dealt with this morning. But I just want to add one postscript to everything we said. And that is to say as follows. I find it disgusting, really disgusting, when people come along and people are saying Kaddish, maybe after the Shir Shel Yom or Ein Kel Eloheinu, for sure, not exactly part and parcel of davening, and people are taking off their tefillin and their talis in front of them. And if they even manage an Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, it's by chance. Quite frankly, I think that's disgusting. People are saying Kaddish Yatom for their loved one, and you're in front of them, and you barely pay attention. Now, I thought I was alone on this. Am I alone on this? Who says this? No, anyone? Who says this? Who says it's not proper someone saying Kaddish in front of you? You should take off your tefillin and your talis. The Mishnah Berurah. He says it's terrible. First of all, you shouldn't do anything but listen to the Kaddish. And second of all, it's not nice. Lo yafeh heimosim. And therefore, I have to say, despite everything we said this morning, if you want to make davening shorter, there's room to do it, and we explained how. However, derech eretz, they're mourners. They're saying Kaddish, keep your mouth shut and don't do things that show I have nothing to do with it. I'm taking off my talis, my tefillin, I'm looking at my phone, and I barely manage a Yemen Yehei Shmei Rabbah.
Another time people take off their tefillin by the Kaddish before Musaf. You should actually wait until the Kaddish is finished before you do that in Rosh Kaddish.
I actually think the opposite, but that's another shear. I think it's better to take off the tefillin before Kaddish. There should be a break, because it has to do with the Chatzi Kaddish, the beginning of Musaf, or the end of Shachris. That's the Machlokas there.
I say, which one is it?
Which one is it, Machlokas? I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. But tomorrow night I'll be giving a shiur in the memory of my father, Zichron Levracha, on that topic of taking off tefillin at Musaf. Why do we do it? What's the reason? And what's Musaf versus Shachris on Rosh Chodesh? It seems very strange that we even take off our tefillin. So I'll deal with it tomorrow night. But suffice it to say that Chatzi Kaddish is a machlokes. Is it part of the end of Shachris or the beginning of Musaf? And the nafkamina would be, when do you take off your tefillin? Okay, gentlemen, Akan for today. I wish everyone a good day. All the very best. Rabbi
Sarah. Thank you, Rabbi Yeshua.